Blog Talk Radio.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down, glory, 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 hallelujah. Since I lay my burdens down, burdens down, Lord, burdens down, Lord, burdens down, Lord. Since I lay my burdens down, glory, 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 hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down, friends don't treat me, friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I lay my burden down, glory, 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 hallelujah. Since I lay my burdens down, friends don't treat me, friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I lay my burdens down. Glory, 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 hallelujah, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I've made my choice. I pray you have too. Glory to God, to put him first, to glorify him, to praise him, to magnify him, and lay those burdens on the altar. Hallelujah, making that choice to rejoice and to glorify and magnify his holy name. What a mighty God we serve. In spite of all the horrific things that are going on in the mass shooting, the foolishness, the folly of the devil, of that foul spirit, we thank you, Jesus, that still yet we're going to glorify and magnify you because you're worthy of the praise. So glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I lay my burdens down, burdens down, Lord, burdens down, Lord, burdens down, Lord. Since I lay my burdens down, friends don't treat me, friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I lay my burdens down, glory, 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 hallelujah. Since I lay my burdens down. Thank you, Lord, as your words say, cast all our cares upon you, because you care for us. Not only that, you said, all ye laboring, all ye that are laboring and heavy laden, come to me, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. Take my yoke and learn of me, because your burden is light and your yoke is easy. Thank you, Lord. Praise God that we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. In spite of all that we go through and have gone through and is going through, hallelujah, the safest place is in the arms of the Lord. Hallelujah. Under his shadows, glory to God, we found safety. Thank you, Jesus, because you are truly worthy of all the praise. As we come in your presence today with thanksgiving, the attitude of gratitude, glorifying you. God, hallelujah, help us to remember to always put you first. Give us an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church. And as we hear, help us with the mindset to obey. You are an awesome, phenomenal God. Oh, thank you for being the El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Blessed One, the All-Sufficient One, the More Than Enough God. Thank you, Jesus, for being Jehovah's Alone, our God of peace. Glory to God, and that peace that you'll give us that pass all understanding when we keep our hearts and minds steadfast on thee. Thank you, Jesus, that you're Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Glory to God. I thank you for Jehovah Mechabes, the God that sanctifies. Oh, God, and we are sanctified through your word. Thank you for your word, glory to God. Bread of heaven, feed us till we want no more. Glory to your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. You said we should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of your mouth, God, so we thank you. So as we cast these cares and concerns back to you, that's laying our burdens down at the altar, laying it over to God on the cross, leaving it to you, glory to God. Help us not to go back and unpack and pack back up in the name of Jesus, to give every care, every concern back to you in the name of Jesus. You are so worthy of the praise. So I thank you even for the time that you bring us together to pray and to bind and to loose the hand of the enemy, that glory to God, that we can take that authority that you've given us, hallelujah, taking dominion, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, as we continue to look to the hills with coming to help, we realize it comes up from the Lord. You did not give us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And the enemy is sending out fear tactics all over the land. Hallelujah, from the shootings, glory to God, from the COVID, hallelujah, from glory to God, this economy, from the things that are going on that we're hearing in our ears. Help us, glory to God, to release those things and know, glory to God, we are protected by you, God. You told us, glory to God, that you will not have us ignorant of Satan's devices. And God, you gave us discernment. In the name of Jesus, you've given us, glory to God, hallelujah, that power, glory to God, to walk in the love, to walk in forgiveness, to walk in truth, to speak, glory to God, those things that are not as though they were, to bind and loose, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Stay on our assignment. Stay on the wall, glory to God, and not allow, glory to God, the intimidation of what the enemy is saying. There's an assignment you've given us, and we are to hold those lights on, glory to God, in this temple, in this land, glory to God, until you return, because we have to keep the lights on, hallelujah, so people can see the light and know that our God, Jesus, is still on the throne. He's still working miracles. He's still healing. He's still delivering. He's still saving. Hallelujah. He's still bringing people, glory to God, hallelujah, and regulating their minds. He's still, glory to God, hallelujah, intervening. He's still our vindicator. He's still, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, the one that we look to, hallelujah, for every situation. He's our protector, hallelujah. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the glory to God, the weapons that you've given us and how to use them, giving us wisdom in the name of Jesus. God, help us like never before to put all our trust, to make our choice, hallelujah, to stand on your word, even in the midst of the pain and agony and whatever. You said you'd never leave us nor forsake us, and you will turn it around and make good out of it in the name of Jesus. We may not understand it, and we may not see the good at the time, but you're working behind the scenes. That's why we got to walk by faith and not by sight. Because if we don't, go with the God, the enemy M.O. is to bring fear, to bring torment, to bring anxiety, go with the God, to sidetrack us, to cause us to lose focus. That's why we got to stay in your word, stay in your presence. We're not going to hold it on, go with the God, to our joy. Hallelujah. We're not going to walk around laughing like a hyena all day, but the joy of the Lord is our strength. It's within us. Standing on your word and no glory, that's our strength. And your promises that when your word go out, it will accomplish everything that you set it out to do. And you're not a God that you should lie on. Your hand is not too short that you can't deliver. So we thank you, God, as we pray ye one for another, as we take authority over the forces of the evil one, that glory to God is running rapid in our country, our glory in our world, all around the globe, and even glory to God, the things that he is sending, hallelujah, in the elements. Oh, God, we know everything that's going on is not you. Hallelujah. Some things that you allow, but other things we know he's the prince of this world. And so in the meantime, the Lord says the Lord and the glory to God and the fullness thereof. But we do know how we have an enemy to contend with. So God, help us, glory, in the midst of praying against these hurricanes and the tornadoes and all the different things that are going on, that they will not bring the destructionists and take lives and just tear up, glory to God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, everything that it comes through. But God, we are praying some of these things can be dismantled, glory to God, and things can be turned back around into the ocean. Other things, when it do come through, God, we ask you, Lord God, to take the destruction out of it. God, we are praying even some that don't even have to come through. God, even things that are going on in these wars and some of the things that are going on in the land and even some of the things that are going on with these fires. But even when the destruction does happen, to pray for healing and deliverance and comfort and encouragement to those ones that are going through and grieving. God, we ask you, Lord God, for salvation in the midst for those that don't even have it. Ask you to help us and protect us and shield us as we standing in the gap and standing on the wall. God, we ask you, Lord God, to have mercy in the midst of it all. God, we come against these shooters, glory to God. Every time you look around, there's something every day, somebody shooting. All somebody is all hate crimes. If it's not hate crimes, it's just somebody's dementia. Mentally having incapacity. And some just mean, just turn out nothing but the enemy, because all of it comes from the enemy. But some of this don't even have mental problems. They just full of demons, and the devil is a liar. Glory to God. He just uses the situation because what you don't like, or just angry or frustrated with somebody, or don't, I can't have you, nobody else can have you. All kind of foolish. Another one just copycats. Glory to God. Just doing something to be, just to do it. Some glory, I don't care whether they get caught. Another one do glory, want to get caught, so they won't have to, they can still yet be alive, but still yet bring destruction. Oh, God, we know, glory to God, you're still on the throne. You're still working great. Help us to pray and pray without ceasing, and to bind and loose and cancel the assignment of this hypnotic spirit, this brainwashing spirit that will have all this foolishness. And now, glory to God, we're hearing more and more young people are the ones that, glory to God, be carrying out these crimes. The enemy wants to destroy our youth, destroy, glory to God, what God has placed in them, glory to God, to carry out the next assignment for the Lord. That's why the enemy is fighting so hard. Glory to God, we are praying against rebellion and stubbornness. We're praying against all this agitation and anger. Glory to God, and this bullying and anything else that the enemy is using for their mind. Come against homosexuality. Come against immorality and everything else that the devil wants to use. We plead the blood of Jesus for frustration. Oh, glory to God, and just agitated. The blood of Jesus, we bind you up and command you to loose their minds right now in Jesus' name and go back to the dry place from which you come. We pray against, Lord God, disobedience in the name of this stubbornness. Oh, we plead the blood of Jesus, this murdering demon, and this spirit, glory to God, is out there just intimidating, and glory to God, and even the ones go out with these crime lords, oh, they're breaking in, glory to God, and stealing people's property, and all glory to God on the internet trying to steal your money and whatever else they can do, and all these other catfishes and all these other ones that are out here, glory to God, just trying to find a way to maneuver it, glory to God, a way to get in to get people's information. Ah, glory to God, to just mess their lives up. God, give people wisdom, elderly and the young. Hallelujah, glory to God, from these calls that come in. Ah, glory to God, if they're not familiar, and don't be caught up in greed trying to make some money and see if I can. Some stuff is just so obvious, but the other ones go out that's very sneaky. Some things, glory to God, don't have to be any talking done. It's just out there on the computer, just finding out what they can do. Hallelujah. How they can, glory to God, steal. Other ones, glory to God, are just breaking in the stores and stealing, glory to God, walking right up in daylight. Hallelujah. Shooting and killing. Or either breaking in the daylight, glory to God, breaking in the jewelry stores, breaking in, stealing wigs and stealing, glory to God, clothing and stealing whatever items they can to be put out there on the market so they can be able. Lord, I'm telling you, we got to pray like never before. But most of all, believers need to get in their place and stop being so slothful about, glory to God, the things of God, to be on one accord, to be, glory to God, in church, to be on one accord, glory to God, in the prayers and the prayer times, and all, glory to every time, glory to God, they get an opportunity to get in your presence to pray, glory to God. We are praying for the return in the house of God. He said, for the sake of the assembly of yourselves, but we're just to come in, just to be in the house, that's not going to cut it. You might as well stay in the street. We're talking about coming in, walking in holiness, walking in righteousness, walking in one accordness, not coming in with having discord and sowing seeds and glory to God, busy about it, but being on one accord to accomplish what God wants us to do. The more we gather together, there's safety in the multitude of counsel. God, we're praying like never before. Awakening in the name of Jesus. We're sleeping and the enemy is just running rampant. We know in the last days you say some things are going to transpire, but we also know in the last days, glory to God, is going to be a falling away, as you said too, along with all the chaotic things that are going to happen in the land. But we're supposed to be on our post. So God, we are praying, have mercy, have mercy. We thank you for the mercy you have been giving us, but we still asking for more mercy, and are praying, awaken the ears to come open and recognize, hallelujah, I'm off track. Glory to God, I made the wrong choice. I made the wrong turn. I need to get back in alignment with your word. God, we're praying right now for deliverance and healing for people, glory to God, that are called by your name, and glory to God, glory to God, saved and filled with the Holy Spirit and caught up, glory to God, in this life, glory to God, with cares, glory to God, of this life, caught up in prestige and power struggles and education and glory to God, in the person's status and this, that, and the other, and making money and doing whatever. Oh, God, help us to know this is not a time, glory to God. You said seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Everything else will be added. Oh, glory to God. The covetousness and everything else is going and trying to get ahead of you to get the blessing before you are ordained for it to come to pass. It's a season and a time for everything. God, we are praying, glory to God, for it. Take the calluses off the heart. Take the calluses off the heart in the name of Jesus. And so it won't be, glory to God, partial to this one and partial to that. Ah, glory. You don't have, glory to God, show no partiality to none of us, glory to God. You are equal opportunity, glory to God, you give to all of us, whosoever will come. And not only that, glory to God, our faith, our glory to God, can tell, glory to God, how much we hunger and want you, glory to God, through our love and our obedience to you. God, all we can do is pray and believe, God, but make sure while we are praying, we're checking ourselves, examining ourselves daily to make sure we're in the faith. We got our sisters and brothers, glory to God, going through in their bodies for the heart attacks and strokes and glory to God, aneurysm, arthritis, glory to God, cancer and things going on in their intestines, things going on in their brain and tumors and things going on, glory to God, in the eyes and the ears and the nose and things going on, glory to God, hallelujah, in so many various parts of the body. And we need to pray even for and bind and loose and close whatever doors. And some things nobody has sinned and some things are happening, but it's glory to God, just like Adam, glory to God, sinned and caused sin to come, glory to God, on the in the world. God, some things over to God, and we don't be careful, we got some doors that are open and for born again believers filled with the Holy Spirit and don't know that their sins is affecting, glory to God, the body of Christ. That's glory to God, just like anything going on in your natural body or one side, it affects the rest of your body. God, we are praying like never before. Those doors will be closed and our brothers and sisters come on one accord and recognize the error in their ways and know God is our advocate. Jesus is our advocate that we can pray. If we, glory to God, will confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. A real confession, glory to God. So we ask them, Lord God, to bless an awakening so people, glory to God, that are even not even aware of the error of their ways. And some things, glory to God, we are praying that you said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. But then you said in your word, hallelujah, I not have you ignorant of Satan about. We got to seek your face, pray one for another, and be able, glory to God, to receive when somebody is, glory to God, trying to help you and see something down the road and to come to you, that glory to God, we'll have a receptive ear from the Spirit in the name of Jesus to receive, hallelujah, not bashing, but glory to God, the word and the anointing. And some things may come hard because you said, hallelujah, you chastise those that you love. And who wants to whip and upset, glory to God, those that want to be the transgressor, those that just don't care? Let us, like never before, come together, hallelujah, to accomplish the mission that God has signed for our hands. Lord, it's time, like we're for an awakening for the body. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. Thank you for the ones that are standing, that are trying and pursuing after you and fighting the good fight of faith. Don't let them get burnt out and overwhelmed, glory to God, that they'll get the rest and glory to God, take care of their temple so they can have the strength for long journey, long glory to God, longevity, hallelujah, for them to be able to the marathon runners and not the sprinters. God, we're praying like never before. It's a time for more and more of the awakening, and Lord, that we are praying, not walk in fear, but walk in faith. And God, we will fear knock at the door. You told us to cast that thing back, glory to God, those cares and concerns. You told us to pull down those strongholds, every spirit, the glory to God, every voice and everything that will come up, glory to God, against the knowledge of God, to bring it down in captivity and obedience. Help us to press and pursue. And some things we got to forgive and forget and let go and let God have his way, not to carry these weights. Lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us and run this race with patience. Thank you so much for this prayer line. Thank you so much for these women of God. Thank you so much for this man of God. Thank you for the ones behind the scene praying. May not be, glory to God, directly apart, but thank you even for the listeners and those that come. Hallelujah, standing, hallelujah, with us in the name of Jesus. We bless you all around the globe, those that are praying, the missionaries, those, glory to God, are praying in churches, and those that are praying in ditches, those that are praying on the street, those, glory to God, hallelujah, that 24-hour prayer lines in various places, those, glory to God, that are preaching to teachers, preaching and teaching the truth and walking in and being transparent, not telling you what we ought to do and living another life, a double life, a triple life of something else. God, we're praying like never before, because what is not faith is sin. Help us, glory to God, to know we can't serve two masters. Choose you this day who you're going to serve. And God, we need, glory to God, to pray more laborers in the vineyard so that way we can see more accomplished of the mission and the assignment. Thank you for all the praise reports that have been coming back and forth, but it's too little few of them when it ought to be many of it. So God, the more we get on one accord, and we're going to see mighty things done, great things done. You said, hallelujah, greater work shall we do in the name of Jesus. So Lord, I praise you. I thank you, Lord God. I bless you, and I thank you for all that's been done. We pray, glory to God, for a little Alonica, the CNA, her mother, glory to God, her grandmother that's raised her, hallelujah. Oh, when her mother died, glory to God, when she's 10 now, she got this jewel in her life. God is fighting for her life, Lord, with sugar diabetes and blood clots and whatever, and turned worse for the last night. So we are praying for the Keith family right now, God. Touch and heal. We hadn't heard no report back and no change, but thank you for those ones that are on post and praying, and the ones that hearing it for the first time tonight, to pray, glory to God, for them as we continue to pray one for another. Pray for Sister Noel, glory to God, as we are praying, glory to God, against that vertigo. Thank you for blessing our own prophet, glory to God, bringing her through this sinus infection. Thank you, Lord God, for touching the apostle body, her knee, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, and her hand. We are thanking you, Lord God, for blessing, and even though all those many ones, we're still praying and lifting them up for this on the prayer line. We thank you, Lord God, for touching all of our families and these little babies that just was born. Bless, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Keep them and protect them and shield. We pray, glory to God, for little Zaire, glory to God, for her mother just said a few minutes ago, hallelujah, about 5 minutes ago before we came on, hallelujah, that her bowels now, glory to God, hadn't passed now in the next few hours, going to be 24 hours. We are praying, glory to God, against whatever it is in between the breast milk and the regular milk, God, whatever it may be. We are praying that the whoever the nurse or whoever give them instructions so that baby's bowels can be released. We thank you for protecting her. Thank you for our other sisters, glory to God, the little grandbabies or great-grandbabies coming in. Any others, glory to God, not children, great-grands, and all of our children and ourselves, God, you bless, heal, deliver, set free, and encourage and give us wisdom, glory to God, and what we need to do. Oh, we just bless you for so much you've already done and doing. We glorify you. And also, glory to God, some others that we will have on the prayer line, prayer list a little bit later. But we just want to give you glory, give you praise, give you honor, and thank you for so much in the food, the clothing, the shelter, and your angels that be encamped about us every day in protection. Let us not take it for granted. Thank you even for your word, even on the choices, God, and the word that always comes, hallelujah, to encourage us, even when we read it, when we're in our own service, or when we're on this line. Help us, glory to God, to never take you for granted. You're an awesome, phenomenal God, and without you, we can do nothing, but through you, we can do all things, hallelujah. All things are possible through you, Christ Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah. We're going to start tonight, glory to God, with Prophet Bird, glory to God, and we'll go from there to Mother Willard, Mother Alexander, Mother McCormick. Praise God, and we'll take it from that point. Hallelujah. So at this time, Ami kore ime sato remo osha ane kete. Isala bokoro bahase. Ame keshi ine kotoro bahase. I, the Lord thy God, say unto thee, do not take my word lightly. As I send out my warning, as I send out my word, I say unto thee, hear, hear. Let the ones that have an ear to hear, hear thee. I say unto thee, do not dismiss my word. Bless your name, Jesus. We give you glory. At this time, we see a prophet bird.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Father, we praise you. We give you glory and honor. We thank you for who you are. We thank you, God, for all that you do. Blessed be the name of the Lord God. We ask that you forgive us of every sin, known, unknown, secret sin, sins of omission and commission. We ask, Father God, that you continuously, hallelujah, watch over us and keep us, God. We thank you for sound mind. We thank you that we have the mind of Christ, that we hold your feelings and purposes, God, in our own heart. We thank you, Father God, that in the midst of schemes and everything that's going on in this world, that we have ears to hear, Father God, what you're saying to the body of Christ. I pray that we stay alert, God, and that we not get caught up into what man say or what man do, dear God, but we continue to hold your word in our hearts and in our throats, Father God, that we continue to claim, that we continue to walk in faith, walk in power, walk in the anointing, God, that these strongholds, Father, will come down in the name of Jesus, and that the traps and schisms of Satan will not work, will not stand against your people, Father God, in these last days. Help us to be so alert, Father God, that we not have tickling ears, that everything that come across the pulpit that we receive that is truth without knowing the word for ourselves. Help us, God, to stand firmly rooted and grounded in you, Father God. Help us to be so alert, God, hallelujah, that we are not moved by what we see or what we hear, but every word that come forth out of your mouth, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to be alert in these last days like never before. Because, God, even the church, even those who believe in you, even those who walk with you, even those, Father God, that call on the name of Jesus are getting caught up in schemes and schism that the world have for them because, God, of the hardness of their hearts. So I ask in Jesus' name that your church stay alert. God, that we begin to pray without ceasing, that we seek your face daily, God, and that we let you order all steps upright, Father, in the name of Jesus, so that we are not pulled away with our own thinking and our own ideas, Father God. And we think that all of that's coming from you, but it's the enemy, the duplicator, hallelujah, that in this last day, God, just making noise. So, Father, I pray now for your people, for the body of Christ. I pray, Father God, that not only will we be alert, but I'm praying, Father God, that the body of Christ be healed. God, the same diseases, the same sickness, the same cares of the world, God, have seeped into the body of Christ. So I pray that the sick will be healed. God, you already sent your word to heal us, Father God, of every disease that's named, hallelujah, in this earth. As we come against diabetes and heart disease, kidney, lung disease, coming against eye diseases and cancer, arthritis, everything that touches these bodies, Father God, we don't have to accept them because you said by your stripes we were already healed. So I call up the saints now, God, that we speak it out of our mouth, God, because the word of God is alive and the word of God have power. So, God, whatever we speak out of our mouth become exactly what you said it would be in the name of Jesus. So help us to speak in power. Help us to speak in the authority of Almighty God. To seek you, Father God, seeking your face and your word, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We praise you. We honor you. And we give you glory today. There is none like you. You are first, last, beginning, and the end. You're Alpha and Omega. You're one. He that was and is and shall forever be. So we thank you, Father God. We thank you for all that you're doing, God, even behind the scene in the name of Jesus. But, Father God, the world that we're living in now got something for you. Even the elect of Christ, God, going to be pulled away if we don't stay close to you, if we don't stay connected to you, if we don't know your voice, God. You said the sheep know your voice and the voice of a stranger they would not follow. So help us, God, not to get caught up in the hype. Help us, God, not to get caught up even in what is being taught from the pulpit. Because, man, God, have gotten to that point of all they want to do is to line their pockets. Hallelujah. God, we know that you are a God of love, God. You are a God that loves us and you take care of us. You are the protector. You are the one, Father God, Jehovah Jireh. Every need we have is met in you. And because of that, Father, because of that, they play on this giving card and get your stuff card. God, help us to know that you are the one that will supernaturally take care of us. Help us, God, not to get to that place where we hear that word and we're just hearing it. We're just hearing it, but we don't act upon it. Help us to know that you are our provider and that you will provide for us. God, we give because we want to give. We want to be a helper one to the other. But God, help us to stop being fooled by get your stuff. The more you give, the more you'll get. Because God is not at the right spirit. So help us to be discerners, God, of the word and what is being taught and what is being said, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, God, to get in our proper place so we can hear your voice, so we can do what you called us to do, dear God, in the name of Jesus, that we don't miss it in these last days, that we don't get pulled away in these last days, dear God, in the name of Jesus. You told us, God, not to build up treasures here, Father God, but to build up those treasures in heaven. God, how much stuff do we need? How much stuff can we get, dear God? Help us to look above, Father God. Help us, Father Abosande, to walk in purpose. Help us, Father God, to walk in power. Help us to walk in authority, dear God, so that the sick will be healed, dear God, in the name of Jesus, so that we will see some real miracles, God, in these last days like never before. People's sight being restored, hearing being restored, the cripple getting up and walking, dear God, those are deaf and dumb speaking again, dear God, in Jesus' name. Father, I believe that they're going to happen, and they're going to happen in this generation. Help us, Father God, to stand firm. Help us to be strong like never before, dear God, so that we will hear the voice of God and these other voices. And I don't care if they're coming from the church. I don't care, God, if they're coming across the pulpit. I don't care if they're coming on TV or television or radio and all of that stuff, dear God. If it don't line up with your word, Father, hallelujah, help us to reject it in the name of Jesus, to stay close to you, God, like never before. Blessed be the name of the Lord God, because you've already told us, Father, that in these last days, even the elect, God, going to be pulled away with every other doctrine. People over here saying, I'm God. Somebody over here saying, I'm God. Somebody over here saying that we got it going on. Somebody over here saying that we're the truth. We're the real church of God. But God, help us to be discerners. If it don't line up with your word, it is not you. So I say in the name of Jesus, God, that we will strive to be more and more like you. And most of all, God, I say that we will walk in love and in your power as we come against racism. We come against poverty. We come against killing and murder, God. We come against disobedience, even to the children, our own children, God, who disobey their parents. Help them to know, Father God, to obey their parents. Come with a blessing, dear God, in Jesus' name. So help us, Father God, not to move away from the word of God or the truth of God. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight, to call those things that be not as if they were, dear God. I pray in the name of Jesus for those missionaries, God. that go forth out into the world, because this battle is not just against us, it's against the church. It's against the word of God. It's against the knowledge of God. It's against people everywhere. So I am praying, God, that in these last days, you're going to raise up that remnant. That's that next generation that's coming up. That's that generation, Father God, that will know who they are in you. I am praying as they go forth into the whole world that the knowledge of who you are will become so prominent in the land, God. I come against those third world countries, God, who have banned Christianity now, like China and Russia, those countries, God, that people don't have the freedom to speak or to teach or to pray. Even now, God, people hiding out to have church or to get knowledge. I pray for their protection. I pray, God, that you keep them hidden, even though they be in plain sight, God, that because they are hidden in you, Father God, man will walk by and not even see him. Blessed be the name of the Lord God. So we are praying, Father God, that Jesus, that name of Jesus, God, be throughout all this world so that men and women will be saved and they will know who you are and that truth, God, will prevail. And God, we believe and know that in these last days, people are going to be moved by what they see. That's going to be these miracles and everything that's going to be happening where they cannot deny that there is a God. God, we know that in the past, even when Moses came in with the stick and threw it on the floor, dear God, and it turned into a snake, that the enemy duplicated it. Help us, God, to be so alert, so knowing, walking by the Spirit, God, that we'll be able to recognize when the enemy come in with magic and witchcraft and devil worshiping and all of that stuff, dear God, that we'll be able to know the difference. God, we do come against witchcraft and devil worshiping and voodoo and Ouija boards and witches, all of that foolishness, God, that we as the United States have allowed to come in, God, and build their kingdom. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that this country, America, God, will come back to its first love, that we will come back to you as Savior, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because, God, as it comes, hallelujah, from the leaders of this country, you told us to pray for them so that we could live peaceful lives, God. I pray for this administration now, God, in the name of Jesus, that they will come back to their first love. I pray in the name of Jesus, harder with all this foolishness that going on with Trump. God, if they're not going to do anything, they need to leave this stuff alone, dear God. Hallelujah, just trying to appease to the people and nothing really happening. But God, we know whatever go on, you are still in charge. You are God. You rule and you reign, dear God. So we come against all this falsehood in politics, God, that they do now even to pull your people away. Because God, we know that in this next election, holy Jehovah, help us, God, not to just vote because I'm a Democrat. I'm going to vote for Democrats. Or because I'm a Republican, I'm going to vote for a Republican. But, God, help us to stop with letting people use us and use our votes. Help us to fall on our knees and pray, God, and ask you who you want us to vote for. Ask you, God, what you want us to do. Help us, God, not to depend on a system that's falling, God, hallelujah, to keep us or protect us or feed us, God. But help us to look to the hill from which cometh our help and know that our help cometh from you, dear God. You said you would never leave nor forsake us, and you've never done it yet, dear God. So we trust you. We trust you with our lives. We trust you with our health, dear God, in the name of Jesus. I just want to thank you, God, even just for the miracles that you've done in my body. I want to thank you, God, for how you've healed me and taken me off of insulin. God, I can testify of your greatness. I can testify of the things that you've done for me, dear God. In Jesus' name, I've seen you work, Father God. And I will not be fooled by all of this other stuff that's going on. They're just trying to give us more and more medicine so that they can make more and more money. Help us to be wise, God, because you are the chief physician. And you can heal. You came to destroy the works of the devil. And that includes sickness, pain, disease, destruction, horrible Hosanda. And we thank you, Father God, even for all this flooding and mudslides and everything that's been going on. I pray that the people's eyes will be open. God, I pray that they'll know we're getting to the end time and that many will be saved, God, and give their lives to you, that we'll be aware of what's going on in the end times, God, in Jesus' name. And God, I lift up my nephew Eric to you, Father God. I ask you to touch that body where that abscess was in his stomach. I ask that you bring healing. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, for those kidneys. He has to be on dialysis 3 times a week. But I know, God, you are a healer. I know that you're able to touch that body, and you are able, God, to bring those kidneys to life, having those kidneys to work the way they were created to work in Jesus' name. And I pray, Father God, that oppression and depression, God, would not overtake him in Jesus' name, that he would keep his hand in your hand, dear God, that he will believe what you said. And God, I am praying that kidney, hallelujah, that he needs desperately, God, that you would bring him a kidney. If you don't do it, heal his body the other way. God, we can't tell you how to do your job or what to do or how to bring healing. But at any way it comes, we know that you are the healer. And God, I pray for the sick everywhere now, God, of every disease, because you're greater than that. So I pray that the sick will be healed in the name of Jesus. And one of the things, God, do I come against? I come against Alzheimer's and dementia, God, that's in so many people's bodies now, God. And when the devil take the mind, Father God, I mean, he can just about pull everything else from them. So, God, I'm praying for a mindset that we all have that mind of Christ and hold your feelings and purposes, God, in our own heart. God, I thank you for being our provider, but for providing for us everything that we need physically and spiritually, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, God, as we look to the hills now again from which cometh all help, and know that it's from you, Father God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. And God, I am praying for those, God, that's bound up, who don't know who they are, God, male, female, or whoever they're pretending to be. God, that sexual demon, that demon of lust, that demon be destroyed, God, in this generation, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we praise you, we honor you, and we love you today. Thank you for a divine connection. Thank you, Father God, that every household represented on this line is blessed today. Nothing broken and nothing missing, healed and whole. Hallelujah. Being the lender and not the borrower, dear God, being the head and not the tail, above God and never beneath, in the name of Jesus. And when the enemy come in like a flood, God, you said you would raise up a standard. When Satan come in one way, he got to be scattered in our lives in seven, and we are blessing that next generation, God, all the way down to the thousandth generation in Jesus' name, that they might know who you are, and most of all, God, that they might be saved in the name of Jesus. So have your way with us. Thank you for our pastor, BJ, Father God, who brings us all together to pray without ceasing. Bless her and her family, Father God. Everything that they need is in you. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight. God, I love you. I praise you tonight. Thanking you for my sisters, God. Thanking you, hallelujah, for my sisters and my sisters' family and children and all the way down to the thousandth generation also, God, that they will all walk in good health. They all know who they are in you. So, God, I thank you for listening, and I thank you, God, that your word will not come back void. It will accomplish what it sent out to do in Jesus' name. Love you, praise you, God. Nobody can do me like you. It's in the precious name of Jesus I pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I was going to ask Mother Willette, praise God, for that powerful word that came forth. But in prayer, trying to find out if it was Brother Black Alert right now. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'm going to ask if Mother Willette don't mind, because I know sometimes you have to leave the line. So I want to just go ahead and have you to go ahead and pray, and then we go ahead with the same order we have. Okay, then. God bless my brother. Go ahead.
Thank you. Mother Willette is always like that. She got such a sweeter spirit. humble. There's a song that came into my spirit. You made a way. You made a way. When my back was against the wall, and it looked as if it was over, you made a way. That's why I'm standing here, only because you made a way. You made a way. You made a way. When my back was against the wall and it looked as if it was over, you made a way. That's why I'm standing here, only because you made a way. You made a way. You made a way. You move mountains, you cause walls to fall with your power, perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. I'm standing here only because you made a way. You move mountains, you cause walls to fall with your power, perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. And I'm standing here only because you made a way. You made a way. You made a way. God, we thank you. You are the way maker. Hallelujah, God. You're awesome. And because of you, we're blessed going out and blessed coming in. The blessings of the Lord literally run after us and overtake us. Doors are open because of your glory that should be open on our behalf. And doors are closed that we're not supposed to walk through. And we thank you for that, because the enemy wanted the opposite way, but you turned it around for our good and your glory. God, we praise you. We worship you every day. The decisions that we make lets us know who we worship and who are we worshiping that moment, that minute, that day on a daily basis, God. Goodness and mercy follows us all the days of our life, and we shall be in that kingdom in the last day. You're coming back for church without spot, wrinkle, or any such thing as a blemish. And we thank you, Lord, that we are the branch and you are the true vine. And our Heavenly Father is the husbandman. And we thank you we're being pruned so that we could bear more fruit. And then pruned some more so we could bear much fruit. And God, we thank you and that our fruit remain. God, we thank you. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your power invested in us, God. Hallelujah. We appreciate you, God. Hallelujah. We are the righteousness of God in Christ, God. Hallelujah. You have a plan for us, a good one and not an evil one, that give us a hope in the future and expect it in. Not only are you coming back for us, but while we're here, God, we can live the abundant life that you said we can live and we ought to live and we will live as long as our hands, as long as our branch remains and stay connected with the vine. And God, we thank you how your Holy Spirit leads us and guides us into all truth, God. We thank you for this prayer line. Hallelujah. How Minister BJ is so faithful, God. Faithful, humble to obey your word, God. Not only weekly, but not only daily, but years, God. And didn't get tired yet. Sometimes we get weak in the body. Sometimes we don't want to go. But your anointing, your calling, the richness of your power, your excellency, just to do your will, your strength, rejuvenates us, gets us back up, gets us right thinking, right in a right track again, God. We thank you, God, for your ordinances, your precepts, your commands, your ways, God, your word, God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, God. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. We present these petitions before you, and we touch and agree with every single one of them, God, knowing that you have already worked it out. In due season, we shall reap if we faint not. In due season, we thank you, Lord, that there is a due season, that all these things are going to come to pass, that we don't have to fret, knowing that some things have to come to pass, and everything is not good. But we don't have to be afraid because we're in your hands. And no man can pluck us out of your hands. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Father God, you are the great I am. You were there from the beginning, before we were born, before we ever knew. Yet while we were sinners, you loved us. You died on the cross for our sins. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Who would do that? But I thank you for trying Abraham, because he was another man after your own heart, a man of faith, believing that if Isaac was going to have many descendants, then you was going to bring them back. And Father God, we thank you because in Exodus chapter 3, verse 13 and 14, Father God, you had a talk with Moses. And you wanted to send Moses to the children of Israel. And Moses said, who shall I say that sent me? What shall I say to the children of Israel who sent me? And you said, tell them I am that I am. In John chapter 8 and verse 48, the Pharisees had a talk with Jesus. And you said, you know Abraham? You're not even 50 years old. And you say, you know Abraham, and he died. And you're saying he's not our father? And Jesus looked at the Pharisees and said, before Abraham was, I am. So we believe your word. You come in the whole volume of the book. You were there from the beginning, creating. And you're there in Revelation, judging to give the reward of each person what they have done. And we thank you for that because you're a true God. You're not a liar. You're faithful and true. We serve an awesome and a mighty God. And you're always there for us. We can always call on your name. You always deliver us and bring us out. Oh, we believe by faith because it's impossible to please you if we don't believe by faith. We must know that you're a rewarder of them who diligently seek you. And we must know that you are. And we thank you. We believe that. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, and is not in the natural realm. It is in the unseen realm. That's faith. That's true faith. That's godly faith. And we thank you for that, because we could call those things which be not as though they were. We could pray. You always hear our prayer and petitions, and you always bring it to pass. As long as you get the glory, honor and praise out of it. We thank you for this prayer line, every person on it, for the ones that are listening in for the first time or continuously. We bless them, God. Touch them from the crown of the heads to the soles of their feet. All the names and the prayers that's been petitioned up to you through our children, our friends, our workers, co-workers, brothers and sisters, nieces, nephews, newborn babies, Zaire, and everybody, every other newborn baby. Lord, we lift them up to you, God. Oh, God, you have a special place for everybody. God, we bless you and worship you, God. You favor us, but we love you so much. We love to bathe in your glory. You get all the praise, honor, and glory from this prayer line and from the fruit of our lips, giving you thanks and praising you from the bottom of our hearts to the depths of our souls. God, you be glorified and nobody else. Open the storehouses of heaven, God. Rain on us your blessings, God. And let us praise you all the more and say, tell others, look what the Lord has done. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you too. Come to my Father's house. Come with me to my Father's house. Let me show you who my Father is. God, we give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. A little bit of this song. Praise God. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I want to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. There is none like you. I worship you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. there is none like you. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for another day's journey. I thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for the prayers that have already gone forward. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And I touch and agree, praise God, hallelujah, with the prayer requests, with those that have been already interceded for in Christ Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord God, when the prayers go forward, you hear us. And you just don't just hear us just to be hearing us, but God, you want to come and render, Lord God, what is needed in the hour. It was in Jesus' name. So I touch and agree, and I pray, Lord God, for change, Lord God, in the bodies of those that have been interceded for in Christ Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God, for giving the ones with that has problems with their eyesight. Lord God, give them better eyesight, those with hearing problems or maybe kidney problems, whatever the situation is, Father God, we're trusting you because you are Almighty God. I heard the brother say, praise God, you are the I am. Hallelujah, that I am. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And the prophet, praise God. I thank and praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I might could just say amen, but there's so much to pray for all the time. And we want to try to, Lord God, do what you say. You said man ought always pray, so we will lift up. We thank you, first of all, for your presence, Lord God. You are, hallelujah, God all by yourself. Hallelujah. You are, hallelujah, just who you say you are, and you do just what you say. You're El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rapha. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Jehovah Tisikanu, Jehovah Makedesh, glory be to God. Jehovah Roe, you're the God that sees. Hallelujah, glory be to God. You are, hallelujah, just who you say you are. I praise you this evening. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, sometimes, Lord God, we may have things in our heart, and we don't want anything in our heart that's going to interfere with people getting help. And we know, Lord God, that you are a good God. So we ask you to, Lord God, put the spotlight on us. And if we've sinned and fallen short of your glory, we ask you to forgive us. If we have unforgiveness in our heart, we pray, God, we get it right, loose ourselves from those things that is not even worth thinking about in Jesus' name. Lord God, and I pray that you heal the inner wounds, Lord God. Some people are holding on to stuff, and they should have let go of it a long time ago, and they're wondering why they're going through this and why they're going through that. We ask you to have mercy upon us and forgive us for our sins. As David prayed the prayer of faith, praise God, hallelujah, Lord God, hallelujah, give us a clean heart and renew a right spirit on the inside of us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us, Lord God, from the evil one in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ that yet sit at the right hand of you, making intercession. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you love us so much. You not only just laid your life down for us, but you rose on the third day, and now you sit at the right hand of the Father, and you're still looking out and interceding and being our advocate. Glory be to God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. You showed us how much you loved us when you allowed your only begotten Son to sacrifice his life, to lay his life down so that we could live. Jesus said, I came that you might have life. Glory be to God. And I receive it. Glory be. Hey, God. Hallelujah. I receive that life that you gave us. You said, I came that you might have life and that life to the full, abundantly. Glory be to God. So, Father God, I thank you that you've given us what pertains to life and godliness. And I pray we, especially as believers, will learn how to receive what belongs to us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So when we pray to you, hallelujah, in Hebrews, he says, he that comes to the Lord must believe that he is. One moment, please, because my throat is trying to get dry, the blood of Jesus. But thank God for some water sitting right here next to me. Praise God, hallelujah. So I thank and praise God, hallelujah. You said, he that comes to the Lord must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek.
seeking him. God, we diligently seek you this evening on this prayer line, not to just be saying pretty words, but God, we need your help. And I've learned that without you, Lord God, it's like we're maybe on the tree, on the branch, Lord God, but without being connected to you, glory be to God, we going to dry up and wither up. So, God, we must stay connected to you in Christ Jesus' name. So I pray, Father God, that we learn that we are dependent upon you, and we need you, Lord God, because so many situations are going on. But, God, you are the I am that I am. You're still who you say you are. You still are able to do the supernatural, Father God. You're able to release miracles in the land, Lord God, in the heart, Lord God. You're able to transform, hallelujah, the mind of those that have been troubled in their mind. Yes, those who are dementia, Alzheimer's, bipolar, schizophrenic, those that are, Lord God, who have been attacked by the enemy and causing them confusion. We plead the blood of Jesus against it and bind up everything that's not like you, but we pray to you that is able to regulate the mind to be normal in Jesus' name. That's why we come to you, because you're, the scriptures say you're the author and finish of our faith. So we're trusting you to do something about it, because if the doctor scratch their head and don't know what to do, God, who in the world can we turn to? We must realize that we are dependent upon you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. What use in going to a well and there's no water in the well? Glory be to God. We thank you, Father God. We pray for your wisdom this evening. We pray that you would help us, Lord God, to, as your word says, seek ye first your kingdom. Glory be to God, and your righteousness, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we thank you. Matthew teaches, Jesus taught us in the Sermon on the Mount, the things that we stand in need of, God, you're going to provide them. Hallelujah. You haven't let us go without missing a meal. Glory be to God. Keeping a roof over our head. Glory be to God. We thank you, Lord God, for who you are. But we intercede this evening in the name of Jesus, and we give your name the praise, because we know that we're coming to someone that's able to handle every situation. And Lord God, it doesn't make no difference how many. We may get bogged down just looking at the list, the prayer list at our churches. So many, we can't even remember them all. I just put my hand on and said, Lord, you see, you know, Lord God, and we ask you to turn these situations around. But I pray in Christ Jesus' name, Lord God, that you give us wisdom to know how to pray. Lord God, a couple is wanting to, they're going to adopt two children, not just little babies, but they're 7 and 9 years old. God, we pray that you heal the inner wounds of those little babies, because they've been transferred from one foster care to another, so they may have had some little heart wounds, Lord God. We pray that you heal those, and we pray that you, Lord God, let these parents be good shepherds over these babies that they're going to get in Jesus' name. We pray, Heavenly Father, Lord God, in Christ Jesus' name, that you would just have mercy this evening, Lord God. We thank you for what you're already doing in the name of Jesus. We thank you for, you already know what we stand in need of, but you're still tell us to act. So we're asking, because your scriptures say, ask and you shall receive, knock and the door be open, seek and you shall find. So I pray, Father God, in Christ Jesus' name, that you, Lord God, give us liberty and freedom from what? From sin, from sickness, from disease, from strongholds, from addictions, from the immorality in this world. Lord God, from all these things that's trying to get in the way of your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives. We pray for those who have special needs today. We pray for those, Lord God, who have recently had surgeries, and someone was supposed to have surgery today, and we pray, God, that you was right there in the room. Your presence was right there with them, and guiding the doctors, and letting nothing go wrong, and giving them a speedy recovery in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, oh, Father God, for those who are scheduled to have surgery. We pray for the sister that's scheduled to go to court. We pray, oh, God, that you will be in the midst in Christ Jesus, and work every situation out according to your divine plan, Father God, in Jesus' name. You know what is best for us. Help us, Lord God, to be light and salt in this earth. We pray for our young people. We pray for our seniors, Lord God. We pray for the children in schools, elementary, middle school, high school, colleges, Lord God. We pray for them in Christ Jesus. We pray for school staffs, and Lord God, we pray for the instructors and the teachers in Christ Jesus, those that cook the meals and clean the halls, and Lord God, security in Christ Jesus. We pray for protection of our young people. We pray for our neighbors, our friends, Lord God, and their families in Christ Jesus' name. Help us, Lord God, to look to you and let Holy Ghost let us know what we need to focus on, because there's so much, Lord God, that's going on. We can just get bogged down and say, God, what in the world should we pray about now? In Jesus' name, I thank you so much for what you're doing. I pray, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for your leaders within the body of Christ, in Jesus' name. Yes, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, your servants, yes, your missionaries, Lord God, your servants that are in other countries trying to be a light and trying to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. I pray, Father God, hallelujah, that they will make an impact on someone's life and someone will cry out, Lord, save me. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh, Father God, that you continue to touch the little baby Zaire. Lord God, touch that digestive system, Lord God, and cause her bowels to move like they need to. In Christ Jesus' name, we pray, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you touch the back, Lord God, those pains that's been going on. You know about the gallstones, Lord God, or it may be kidney stones. We pray that you will dissolve them in Christ Jesus' name. We pray about the heart conditions. We pray, oh, Lord God, that you touch every organ in the body and cause it to function normal in good health in Jesus' name. Father, I just praise you today. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. Teach us, Lord God, and pour out your presence, Lord God. Pour out your love, Lord God. Pour out, Lord God. Let your people, through the power of your Holy Spirit, know it's time to, Lord God, to hear from you. And I pray that you give us an ear to hear spiritually what you are saying in this hour. And how do we hear from you? Open up the Word of God and see what you have to say. Glory be to God, because you talk to us all the time. I thank you so much, Lord God. But give us an ear. There's a parent, Lord God, Miss Hemingway, Lord God, that's missing her oldest son. He hadn't called. I pray, Father God, that you get a hold of him. You see him right now. Cause him to call his mom and check in with her and let her know how he is doing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Father, that you hear all these requests. We pray for our families, Lord God. We pray against these addictions and these strongholds that the enemy has enticed our people with and gotten them strung out on this or strung out on that. We bind up that demon of addiction and that demon of stronghold. We pray, God, that you set the captive. That's why Jesus came, to set the captive free. Father, we ask you for help this evening. We pray, Lord God, for your servants everywhere. Lead us and guide us according to your divine will, purpose, and plan for our life. Now, Father God, we ask you in Jesus' name. We ask you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that your anointing will go forth and break the yoke of every bondage and break and destroy every assignment, every plot, every trap, every trick that the enemy is trying to do to come against what you want for your family in the earth today. And Jesus, we pray for America. We pray for our leaders, those in positions of authority. God, people need help everywhere. In Jesus' name, help us, Father God, to be the, Lord God, the people that we need to be in the earth today, that, Lord God, others may cry out, I need to make a change in my life. And, Father, I'm just trusting you. I know you're big enough to do it. I'm trusting you, Lord God, that you will, Lord God, loose those people that have been, Lord God, in a tangled up web of deception for so long. You set the captive free. Jesus came for that purpose, and I thank you, Lord God. Help us to know more where to focus our prayers in Christ Jesus' name. We love you. We thank you for the upcoming event that's going to take place. We pray for your presence because, like I say all quite a bit, if you're not going to be there, ain't no sense in me being there if you're not going to be there. So we worship you this evening, Father. We thank you this evening. I pray for the woman of God, Pastor BJ, Lord God, continue to use her, continue to bless her from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, strengthen her, meet her needs according to your riches and glory. As I pray for her family, I pray for Apostle Bird. Thank you. She sounds good, Lord God. She's feeling better. Praise God, hallelujah, for your healing power. Thank you, Lord God, for your pastors, Lord God, for Brother Black. Thank you for Pastor Sims and Apostle Burton. And Lord God, all of your good servants on this line in Jesus' name, those that come on the line and listen and remember those that are bereaved and are hurting, Lord God, I pray you comfort them. Because you're the one that's able to do what we may not even be able to do. But we love you this evening, Father. We thank you and we give your name the praise. I worship you and I love you. Holy Spirit, continue to intercede on our behalf. And sometimes we may not even pray the things that we need to, but we continue to ask you to continue to intercede on our behalf in Jesus' name. We love you, we bless you, we praise you. Remember my other sisters, Sister Alexander, Sister McCormick, their families, Lord God, their grandchildren, great-grandchildren, children, in the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Bless your people, Lord God, Sister Rachel, Sister Brenda, in Christ Jesus' name. Bless your people and those that listen. We love you, Lord. We bless you and we praise you. You be glorified. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you today. Thank you today, Heavenly Father, for waking us up in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for being so good to us. There is none like you, Heavenly Father. You are the only living God, the healer, the provider, the way maker. Only you, Lord God, because none is like you. And you are the God that hears every cry. Nothing is hidden from you, Heavenly Father. As I read Psalms 113 from 1 to 5, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye, O ye servant of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun and to the going down of the same. The Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord, our God, who dwelleth on high? There is none like the Lord. He is the author, the finisher, and everything. There is nothing impossible for him to do. So whatever goes on here on earth, and we call on the name of Jesus, we just got to believe that his word carry the power. If we speak it, stand faithful. We know him, that he's a God that answers our prayer. When we know who he is and who we are, he will never leave us nor forsake us. According to his promises, we stand faithfully and boldly proclaiming victory is ours because of Jesus Christ. Lord, I brought sons and daughters before you today, Lord God. Lord, you see it all. If any Father asks you, Lord, to continue to strengthen them, Lord. Let them stand boldly and proclaim the victory that you have made possible for them, Lord God. Bless them going out and coming in, Heavenly Father. So many of them worked so hard, Lord God, to stand faithful. Ask you, Lord, to continue to keep a hedge and strengthen the inner man in them, that no weapon, no weapon that form against them shall prosper. Sickness and disease has no dominion over our sons and daughters. We bind it up and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. It has no dominion over them. And Lord, we claim they are overcomers. They are more than conquerors. conquerors, children of the mighty God, daughters and brothers, sons and daughters of the mighty God. We keep on praying, Lord God, because, Lord, your promise is said to us, Lord God, if we pray. And we know that prayer is the key for everything if we stand faithful and pray. Because we know you said in your word, Lord God, ask. And believe when we ask, you receive. Lord, we believe, Lord God, that when we cry out to you, you answer, Lord. Because you hear us, Heavenly Father. And nothing is too hard for you to do, Father God. Nothing is impossible for you. We know that your promises never fail us. We stand faithful in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for brothers and sisters all over, Lord. Those we know and those we don't know. We stand in the gap, Father God. Praying for them, Lord God, that you continue to keep them, Heavenly Father. Strengthen the inner man in them, Lord God. Oh, God, touch their mind. Let them know, Lord God, that you is control of all things. And fear was not given to them. Oh, God, I bind up that false spirit that keep fear in their mind, that they will not stand faithful and say, no, no, I'm going to assemble into the church of God. I'm going to hear the word. Oh, God, touch the mind, Lord God, that they'll step out in faith, knowing that you'll never leave them. You'll never forsake them. Father God, thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for keeping us all, Heavenly Father. Because if you didn't keep us, Lord, who else could? You are the only living God that hear our cry and stand faithful. You tell in a word, Lord God, calling you, Lord God. You said you will answer. You said ask, Lord God, and we will receive, Lord God. Help us to remember, Lord, that you already let it out, Lord God. You already gave everything meant to us, Lord God. All we got to do is stand faithful. Believe that nothing is impossible with God. Stand faithful, immovable. The pastor preached last night about faithfulness, choice. Make a choice and take stand, baby. Don't let nothing stop you. Regardless what you's going on in this world, you stand faithful on the word of God, asking God to help you to go through the storm. You will go through the storm, but you got to be faithful. You got to be learn the thing to be stand faithful and immovable. When you standing on the word of God, live it and you will see the blessing that come to you. We got to know that God don't make mistakes, baby. If he tell us that we are overcomers, remember his word and stand faithful on whatever God tell you you are. You are. Don't let man change it. Stand faithful on God's word, knowing that God will never leave us and he will never forsake us. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. The promises that God gave us never fail. We have to stand faithful, believing that his word is true. No matter what comes or go, we know that God will never forsake us. He tells us in his word over and over, I'm with you always. I am God. I am with you. I never leave you. I never forsake you. So, Father God, we're standing on those promises. We're claiming victory, Lord God. Victory for our sons and daughters, Lord God. Victory through the storm, Lord God. Father God, continue to keep our heads around our grands and great grands, Lord God. We bind up the words of the enemy that try to come against them, and we set it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. It has no dominion over our grands and our granddaughter and our grandson and our great grand. No dominion over them. We bind up the works of the enemy, because, Father, your promises is what we're standing on. You tell us to ask and believe when we ask to receive. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you continue to strengthen the head of the prayer line, Lord God. Keep this pastor going strong in the name of Jesus. Immovable, Lord God, because your promises tell us, Lord, pray for those that is in authority. And, Lord, we believe in the mighty name of Jesus that if you said it, Lord, we're going to stand faithful, Heavenly Father. Bless our in and bless our heart. Grant our favor, Lord God. You know the desire for our heart, Heavenly Father. And your promises tell us, Lord, you will give us the desire for our heart. If we faithful, stand faithful in what you ask for, you will receive it. Because God is not a man that he should lie. He said, I'll give you the desire of your heart. And our desire, Lord God, is to serve you, to stand on your promises and to believe in your word, No matter what comes, stand faithful to God, because there is none like the living God. His promises never fail us. And Lord, I thank you tonight, Father God. Thank you for each and every one of brothers and sisters on the line, Lord. Continue to bless them in abundantly, Lord God. Favor going out and favor coming in, because your promises said, Lord God, pray for one another. And we know that you're a God that hear our cry, Heavenly Father. Nothing is too hard for you to do. All things is possible to you, Lord God, because your word tells us, if we ask, believe, believe, for we know that you are the only living God, and the God that we serve made no mistakes. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for watching over our sons and daughters, our grands and great-grands, Lord God. So many things is going on with the young generation today, but Lord, we bind up the hands of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And he shall not have authority over these young people. Oh, God, help them to stand strong and to remember what they was taught, Lord God, knowing that you are the only living God. There is no other, Lord God. Help them to stand faithful and to be more bold in proclaiming the victory in Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for mercy and grace. Lord, I thank you for keeping us all, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you tonight, Lord. Lord, we just want to thank you for life, health, and strength. Lord, we ask you to forgive us for every sin and fault that we have said or done. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to look down on all the prayer warriors that have already prayed on tonight, Lord God. We pray that you touch each and every one right now in your name, Jesus, down to beginning of Apostle, Pastor Hubbard, Lord God. We pray that you'll look on her and stand by her and her family and prophet, Lord God. We ask you to look on her too as an apostle, Lord God, but all of those, and Sister Will, Minister Willett, Brother Black, Mother Alexander, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for Pastor Stills, and we pray for anyone else, and Rachel, my niece Rachel, Lord God, and Laura. We ask you to look on anyone else that's on this line on tonight, even around the whole globe of prayer warriors everywhere, Father, because you know all about each and every one. You know the ones that's praying, Lord God, and praying for people all over the world, Lord God. And we pray for those people, Lord God, that don't have the things that they need, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for the young people, Lord God, the one that's in school, Lord God, where so much is still going on in these schools that's happened, Lord God. We ask you, Father, that if you would just put your angels around these doors and around the areas of different schools everywhere, Lord God, we bind that devil up that keep coming and trying to take kids out and take the people out that's working in school, Lord. We bind that spirit up right now in the name of Jesus, because we know, God, ain't nothing too hard that you can't do. We realize, Heavenly Father God, you told us to look to you, Lord God. You said, lift our eyes unto the hills from which coming our help. And we know all our help comes from you on today, Lord. And so, God, we just want to thank you, because we know that you said this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And so, God, we know this is the day you made, God. You made this day, and we have a choice, like Pastor was talking about last night, about choosing choice, you know, choices that we have and stuff. So we have a choice. We can choose if we want to do right or if we want to do wrong. And if I was you or whoever, if you're doing wrong, I would try to do right. I would try to get on the Lord's side and stand and be where he would have you to be. And so, God, I pray for the world as a whole. I pray for people, Lord God, out here in the world, Lord God, those that's out there just like a sister was saying, some of them just doing devil work, just doing things because they want to do it. And I said, I pray for these kind of spirits that's on them that don't even realize that they're doing crazy mess that they ain't got no business doing. So I pray for these spirits right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you, Lord God, will take hold to these spirits, Lord God. I cast these spirits back to the pit in the name of Jesus, because you told us, God, that we had that authority. You said that we had, you said after the Holy Ghost comes, we shall receive power.
So, God, help us to use the power that we got, Lord God. Help us. We always look at asking for more power. Help us to use what we got that we'll be able, Lord, to go forward and to do the work and to job, the job that you have got for us to do in these last and evil days. And you said your word, God. You sent your, you said you sent your word to heal them and deliver them from them, from their destruction. So, God, we thank you for the word. We know it's nothing but the word of God that's going to help us to continue to go forward and to stand in the last and evil days. So we just thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're doing and everything that you're going to do. We give glory and honor to you. You told us not to be weary and well-doing, for in due season we'll reap and we faint not. So help us not to faint as we go through our trials and our tribulations. Help us to carry our joy when falling down with temptation. Help us to learn how to lean and depend on you, Lord God, as we walk this journey, Lord God. We realize the word of God also tells us that the but those that wait on the Lord shall renew the strength. They shall mount up with wings like an eagle. They shall run and not be weary, but they shall walk and not faint. So help us not to be faint as we go through different situations. Help us to be strong and look to you. Call on your name. We pray, Lord God, for people that's out here in the world, Lord God, trying to make a living, trying to do things right, and where sometimes things are going wrong, people are doing, are coming up to them and shooting and killing, killing people, Lord God. We bind up that killing demon that's going around rapping and keep doing, sticking his head out, doing things that he should be doing in the name of Jesus. But we know, Father God, you see it. And you know all about it. We know that it's your time. You're gonna work all of these things out for us in your name, Jesus. So we thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you because we know there is power. There is power in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for the power that you have given us. Help us to step out in that word and step out and do the things that you want us to do, Lord God. Help us to look to you, Lord God. Help us to seek ye first the kingdom of God in his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to our lives. Help us to come boldly to the throne of grace that we can attain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. Lord, we need you right now, Lord. We don't know nobody else to call on. We don't know nobody else to tell about our problems to but you, Lord God, because you're the only one that can help us. You're the only one that can bring us out. You're the only one that can help us to walk and to do the things that we need to do. You're the only one that can change our minds. When our mind is not doing right, when we don't have the mind of Christ, you're the only one that can change our mind and help us to think right as we go on our knees and as we begin to call on the name of Jesus, because we know it's you that can work it out, Lord God. So, Father, we just love you tonight, Lord. We just appreciate you, Lord God. And we know that the word of God said in 2 Corinthians 10 and 4, it says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God of putting down the stronghold. And we know there's some strongholds that try to attack sometimes, some strongholds that try to get on us. But we have to pull down those strongholds in the name of Jesus by the word of God. We have to speak that word. We have to declare it in the name of Jesus. So we bind up every foul demon, anything that's not right that tries to hinder your people, Lord God. As we go forward and walk and to do the work that you got for us to do, we bind that spirit up right now in the name of Jesus, because we know that we are a child of God. That mother always tells us to know who we are in Christ. So as we walk this journey, help us to realize, God, it is you, Lord God, that have made us, not us ourselves. It is you that have made us. You made us to be able to go forward and to stand in these last and evil days. You gave us that strength to stand. You said that the joy of the Lord is your strength, because we realize, Heavenly Father, that the enemy tried to come. He'll come and try to steal your joy, and that's what he wants to do. He wants to get your joy. So if he gets your joy, he got your strength. So, Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus that we will keep that joy, even though sometimes we might not like food, say we might not be walking right here laughing like a hyena or just laughing and laughing, but we can have that joy deep down in our spirit, even though, Lord God, we might not be laughing at everybody or laughing at everything that's going on, but we can continue to have that joy deep down in our spirit. So God, help us, Lord God, to just keep our mind focused on you, on the word of God, and that the word of God is the only thing that's going to help us to be strong. strong, strong and walk through these journeys, walk through these situations that we are going through. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for each and every one that have already prayed on tonight. We ask you, Lord, to continue, Lord God, to look down on all the sickness everywhere. There's so much sickness going on in the world. There's so many sickness, so many people that's in the nursing home that's still lying in the bed of affliction. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, and we're still going to believe, God, that they're going to raise up. We're still believing, God, for some people coming off those ventilators. We're still believing, God, there's some people that's been laying there for a long time, that they're going to walk up out of those beds. Oh, God, we're going to believe that thing. We believe it, Lord God, for miracles being done in the Lord Jesus. We pray, Lord God, for those that's on the dialysis machine. We pray, Lord God, for a prophet, a brother. We pray right now. I don't know if that was brother or nephew. We pray right now, Lord God, for him that he will get a kitten. And whatever way you see to work that thing out, we believe in you, God. We believe in God for the situation in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just want to thank you. We pray, Lord God, for the lady or sister, apostle we're talking about a while ago, prophet, husband we're talking about a little bit. We call her a little bit. We pray for her right there, for her grandmama. We ask you to look on her, God, and we pray that you'll touch her, Lord God. Give her strength, Lord God. Take her through, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And anybody else that's going through any sickness tonight, Lord, we put it all in your hands, God, and we give it all to you. We cast all these cares on you tonight because you're the only one that can work it out. And we love you, God. We appreciate what you're doing and what you're going to do, God. We ask you to continue to have mercy on us all, God, because we need you, Lord, in a day and time like this. We cannot make it by ourselves. We need you every step of the hour. And we ask you, Lord God, to continue, Lord, to please, Lord, look down on those young people. Look on these young people. These young people out here, and they're trying to learn. They're trying to make it. And every time they try to go to school, every time they try to start back to school, then things always happen. But we're going to keep believing you, God. We're going to keep trusting you because we know you're the only one that can turn this situation out. And we're going to thank you for it. And right now, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Glory be unto the Most High God. I thank God you are so awesome, so wonderful and marvelous. I just text Alanica, and you just finished praying for her again, too, as well, and she just left a text and said that she was on her way home and said that she needed her grandmother. They couldn't get the clot to stop going to the heart, but I checked back, and she said that they did slow it down, so we believe it's starting to resuscitate. The world was dissolved. But in the meantime, praise the Lord, she's going home to try to get some rest. So we just thanking the Lord even throughout the night. God bless and continue to break up that and cause it to dissolve completely. So we thank God for the power of prayer and the faith and the progress that's being made. And we just believe it's still yet for life. And thank God, even the critical state she was in, God's blessing that she's doing somewhat better. So we thanking God for that. So I just want to give that report because I was hoping I could be able to hear from her before we got off the line. So we thank God for answering that request. Bless the Lord. We praise God. Thank God for such power of prayer and what God is saying to our hearts tonight. I've been saying that we continue really like never before, just get rooted and grounded in his word. Praise the Lord. And obedience to him and keep the prayers going in faith. So we're going to take the prayer requests now and any praise reports that we'll take afterwards. But I guess while we're taking the prayer requests, if there is one, you got to request in a praise report as we do. Praise the Lord. Amen. So thank God for that one. Amen. And we'll take, oh, Lord, I'm asking you all. I got caught up again. And now I've got to wait for the thing to open back up. I got caught up on the moment there. Forgot I'm asking for prayer requests. Some of y'all lines are open because you were praying, but the other lines, if anybody have a request, I need to open the rest of the lines and pray this not be any situation that will come up and try to hinder. Praise the Lord when I go back to open them. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for that he's already said and what has been done, what he's still doing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Well, Mother, while I'm waiting, we give a couple minutes to Pastor Sims, that she can go ahead and pray while I'm trying to get the lines open. Praise God.
Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we do come tonight. We come giving you praise and glory and lifting your name on high, Father, because of all the world and everything that's going on, we know you are still in charge, and we know that you are able to wipe this thing out, to make this world turn around and have a better situation for everybody. And you are able to rebuke this pandemic, all this trying to rise back up, all of these murders and all of these things that my sisters have prayed for and I come in agreement with, Lord. We thank you for another opportunity to call on your holy name, because we know you are the answer to all of our problems. And you said if your people would pray, that you would turn things around. You would heal the land. And our Father, the land needs healing. Everything. We have in extreme heat situations, fires all over the place, just burning out of control, Father. We have untold thousands and millions of things that's going on, thousands of things that's going on in the atmosphere, Father. And people are afraid. People are panicking. People don't know where to turn. But, Father, we thank you that we do, and we come in your name, Father, not for a long prayer, but, Father, for a sincere prayer from the heart, Lord, that you help us, show us what to do and how to do. Maybe some things we need to do more, Father. I know one is that we need to recognize that you are God and that you are mighty, and you do love us, and you will one day turn this thing around, Father, that men and women, boys and girls everywhere may know that you are God and besides you there is none other. Father, we pray for Carmen tonight, Lord, who's facing some surgery in the colon that may need to have a colostomy, a young woman, Lord, and not wanting to do that but may not have a choice. We pray, Father, for her tonight, that you would bless her and her mother and her family, Lord, and show them another way that she can be healed. Thank you, Father. We love you. We praise you. We uplift your name. And we do, Father, continue to ask your blessings upon this prayer line, Sister Pastor BJ, and everybody that's on this line, Father, that we'll continue to be able to lift up the name of Jesus, Lord, everywhere we go, every side we turn, that we'll be a Holy Ghost sanctified, filled witness to your great glory and your mercy, Lord, believing in what your word says. And we hold on, Lord God, to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Father, we just don't lean to our own understanding, but acknowledge you. And you said you would direct our path, Lord. Direct our paths, Father, and help us to be willing and to see what you're saying, to hear what you're saying, and to be obedient to your word. Lord, we thank you. We praise you, Lord, and we pray for mankind everywhere, all over the land and country, Father. We certainly continue, as everybody prays, for our youth that's out there on the battlefield. That's what it is. It's a battlefield, Lord, every side they turn. And we're asking, Father, for you to protect them and show mercy, Lord. Have mercy on those, Father, that are leading people astray. Some of them know they're doing it, and some of them just think this is the way. But, Father, you know the way, and you said your word is spirit and life. And Father, showing up life in the word. You ask us, Lord, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to please have mercy upon this world, Father. Show us, hold us, keep us strong, Lord, that we'll be a light in somebody's darkness. We ask these blessings, Father God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We ask these blessings. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We ask these blessings in the strong and mighty, awesome name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Praise your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. We'll go ahead and take those prayer requests. Anybody have that on their heart? And Mother McCormick's nephew kept being on my heart while we was on the line. I hope he's on there. If not, pray, maybe you can call him if he's not at work. Praise the Lord. But in the meantime, definitely let him, give him information for the service for last night. And I hope Sister Rachel then be able to go back and listen to it, too, from last night. Bless the Lord. But at this time, we'll go ahead and take the prayer request. We don't have any tonight. All the lines are open.
Pastor BJ.
Yes.
I have a burden on my heart to pray for Sister Brenda right now.
All right, then do that.
Father God, I lift up to Brenda right now, God. Build her up where she's torn down. Strengthen her where she's weak, God. Lord, cover her. Let your angels encamp around about her, God. No hurt, harm, or endangerment, God. We bind the hands of the enemy, every lingering spirit, every transferring spirit, every plot, plan, every scheme in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you, Satan, you and your cohorts, and you are dismissed from your assignments. Every attack, all-out launch attacks from the pits of hell, we rebuke it, we curse it, we bind it up, send you back into those portals. Take your tools, your weapons, your fingerprints, your curses, your idol and false words with you and your cohorts, and we seal those portals with the blood of Jesus and cast it back to the pits of hell from whence they belong. Now we lose the protection of the angels of God in the name of Jesus to lead her from place A to place B. And everywhere the soles of her foot tread, it's hers. She's free. She's in the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but Lord, just put it on my heart to pray for her. All right, let me do that now.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Monday, Lord.
Bless her, God, wherever she is. Even in her home, a relative, loved one, God. Bless her, God. Release your provision. Oh, my God. Your anointing on her life, God. The enemy is trying to steal it, but can't.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
I do.
Pastor?
Oh, I was saying I heard you in the background. I said I was wondering whether you had something you had to say. I had it on mute. I was steady talking, but I was on mute. But we thank God for Brother Black. Amen.
If there's no more prayer requests, I have a word. Glory be to God. Everybody tonight that came on was talking about strength and being strong. And God just started speaking to me, and he spoke a scripture to me, and Sister McCormick came right back and said the scripture, so I knew this was from the Lord. And God said for us to wait on the Lord for your best is yet to come. And this best that is about to come is for us individually, but it's also for the body of Christ. That there is a time coming for the body of Christ when the body gonna operate in such power and in such anointing like never a time before, as like in the days of Christ. God said to me as I was sitting here, and this is one of the scriptures that he gave me, and this was Isaiah as Isaiah was encouraging the people to wait on the Lord and also to stand on his promises to give power to the weak. And it's Isaiah 40, 29 to 31. He gives power to the weak, and those who have no might, he increases strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. God wants us to be so strong in this hour like never before, because I have to speak for myself. At my age, you know, I just think it's over now. Everything else is just coming. But God wants us to know that the power of Almighty God is going to be released in these last days to his body. It's a promise.
Amen.
That he's going to give strength to the weak. He just wants you to hold out. Be of good courage. Wait on the Lord and stand on his promises. Be strong in his might and in his power. When we surrender, when we give up all the authority, when we know it's him and not us, we're going to see the miracles of God like never before.
Amen.
That was so strong in my spirit that in this hour that the body of Christ know who they are in Christ Jesus and the power that they walk in. I want to say to each of you, wait on the Lord in this hour like never before. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care if it looked like you're losing. Wait on the Lord. He gives power to the weak. So praise God. And I'm telling you, everybody that spoke was talking about that power and that strength tonight. And that is what God is saying to the body tonight. So praise be to God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God for the word of God. Amen. And encouragement, enlightenment, and the wisdom. Thank you, Jesus, for the prophet. Bless God.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Oh, yes. Minister Alexander.
Amen.
I hear God saying to you, wait on the Lord. There's
Amen.
Some things that God has promised you, and you've almost given up the idea of them coming to pass.
Uh-huh.
But God said, be of great courage. He's going to do everything that he promised you and more because of your faithfulness, because of your steadfastness. God has not forgotten you. God has not forgotten you. Your best is yet to come.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I receive that, Pastor. Okay. Prophet.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. I agree.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Brother Black.
Yeah.
Oh, you ain't seen nothing yet. You have not seen nothing yet. For God said that the things that you've gone through was for this season. God said that many blind eyes will be opened because of your past, because of things that you walked through and gone through, many eyes will be open. And God said that when you speak, don't even think about it before you say it. And know it's not you, but the power of God that works in you and through you that's going to bring delivery to many. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Oh, shake to you, Father. Mm.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. That 1%. That's confirmation.
Mm. Praise God. It wasn't for nothing.
The gifts, I operate in a gift of health, gift of miracles, gift of faith, gift of discernment, word of wisdom, word of knowledge.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Prophecy. Yes.
Whoever's making the noise in the background, while the mute your phone if you're doing some business in the background. This is a very delicate and very sacred time when we're in prayer.
I'm sorry.
Minister Willette?
Yes, ma'am.
Jesus. God said that your words have power.
Praise God.
Your words have power. You speak with such authority, you don't even know the authority that God has given to you. And when you speak those words, God said they're not going out void.
Thank you, Jesus.
But things are happening in the background that you can't even see.
Mm-hmm.
God said your words have power.
Mm-hmm.
So when you are speaking, whenever you speak, you need to know that your word will not come back void. You need to know the power and the authority that you're walking in.
Amen.
Some things are being broken every time your words go out.
Get it, Hallelujah.
Every time that word go out. Every time that word go out, something is happening in the background that you can't see. It might not show up tomorrow, but it shall come to pass as the Spirit
Glory
of the
God.
Lord.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. I receive. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, action.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise
God. Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Montgomery.
Yes, ma'am.
God said, sometimes you think you are the least. He said, sometimes you think you are the least among his people. But God wants you to know that you've been handpicked and set apart by him. Handpicked. And God don't want you to think of yourself as a chicken. He wants to think you to think of yourself as one of his eagles that
Thank
go
you.
Out. Ah, God said get rid of that pecking mentality. Because he's sitting you in a place to soar.
Jesus, thank you, Lord.
He's putting you in a place to soar.
Mm-mm.
Hallelujah. Your hand picked back up. Oh,
thank you, Jesus.
God said you've been looked over by
Jesus.
They've judged you.
Yes.
And they put you in a certain category, but God handpicked you himself.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
And you can follow with
thank
the
you,
angels.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh,
thank
God.
You. I receive that. Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. Pastor Sam.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God. God said you was like a gentle giant. You got such a gentle spirit. Hallelujah. But, man, better not be fooled by that because you pack a punch. Oh, my God. You just that gentle giant. Ooh. You come out. And you come out and people look at you and they don't think nothing going on but the power punch that you come out with. It catches every time. You're that gentle giant that God has reserved for such a time as this.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
For such a time as this. Your best is yet to come. Oh, you ain't seen nothing yet. Thank you to God. You ain't seen nothing yet. Power pack. Power pack. Oh, my God. Small in stature. But power pack. Glory to God. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you. God wants you to know who you are. You're set apart for the kingdom use. Ooh, ha, shababa.
Because of the abundance of revelation God has given you, the enemy attacks you a lot. But you flow under the anointing. That's your flow. That's what you do. You stay in the presence of God, but the enemy always attacking because of the abundance of revelation given unto you.
Praise God.
Thank
Praise
so
God.
Much.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
She has the Holy Ghost all the time when she goes through.
Praise
so
God.
You have a word from the Lord for her. That is it. Every time she goes through, I always tell her the same thing.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you so much. Praise God.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yeah, God has given you a word. His word. Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I see you in that hen as you gather your chicks.
Hey.
Who's that for?
That's the DJ.
Yes, ma'am.
I see you as that hen that gathers her chicks. Hallelujah. God have given you that gift of assembling people. Of assembling people, bringing people together on one accord. You've always done it. And there was times God said when you stood back and that you exalted man above yourself because you always saw them as little I and big U's. But God wants you to know who you are in him. You are supposed to be reckoned with. God said he has given you that dunamis power, that domino power, that dynamite power, that when you bring people together, it's like an explosion. And you might not see it here in this earthly realm, but I'm here to tell you it's impacting heaven. It's impacting heaven. So God wants you to know who you are in him and who you represent. I know that there have been many things that have gone through your hands, and sometimes you have even been confused about the call on your life or what it is that God called you to do. But God said, just like that hen, when she gathers her chick, wherever they're at, she pull them in, and she hides them under herself. God said that you are that person that gathers people and bring them into that place where God can use them. And that's a powerful position to be in. God said, never think more lowly of yourself than who he's called you to be.
My God.
He has called you into a great position with power and authority. And most of all, he said, the anointing. That anointing is on you to do what you do. Everybody can't do it. God has given you that personality he gave you. You're a strong woman. You know who you are. You will take your position. But God gave you that disposition. God gave you that disposition. So sometimes people think you're too hard. But because of the place that God brought you to, and because of the position that he's placed you under, that is necessary.
Glory.
That personality is necessary. Oh, God is well pleased with you. God is well pleased with you. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, the Andorabos. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. Restore the strength, God, the virtue in Jesus' name. The complete will of him.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Touch your body, God. Speak to her. Cover under the blood.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Give you glory, Jesus. Give you glory, Jesus. Give you glory.
Yes, Lord.
Sons of confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, He is God. Truly, we have heard from the Lord tonight through these prayers.
And also, glory to God, through the through this word that God has given and put in the spirit of the prophet. And I want to make sure I step back a minute to make sure she can give just a few minutes of silence to make sure that the word, the assignment has been completed, so that where if there was anything that, you know, that has put a delay in it, that we step back for just for a couple of minutes to make sure she's finished.
One thing that I do hear God saying, and it's about, he said, Zaire.
Yeah.
She represents new beginning in the spirit and in the physical. Change is coming because of her. New beginning.
Mm-hmm.
New beginning.
Love you, Lord. Wow. Thank you.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, my Lord.
Praise God.
I'm rejoicing. I'm rejoicing right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You're great. You're awesome. You're mighty.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Do it all, God. Amen. Brother, did you say you have a panel that you're going to be on, or you already did it this week?
Oh, we closed out last night. I closed Friday night. And we
okay,
had
I
so much.
Never what it was.
There were six speakers, and we just flowed in the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the God, the sweet Spirit all through the service.
Hallelujah.
Last night. But I shared a joke with the people, and if you allow me to share it, I'll share it right now. And they just tickled. They got tickled. And there was this professor at a college, but there was this Christian female senior. She was about to graduate in a couple of months, and she was speaking with him about Jonah, and he said, surely he didn't get swallowed up by a great fish. It's scientifically impossible. She said, so surely you don't believe that, do you? She said, yes, I do. And as soon as I get to heaven, I'm going to ask him. And he said, what if he's not in heaven? She said, well, then you ask him.
Wow. That's tough.
Bobby was cracking up. We just had a good time.
I like that.
Good time.
Well, the reason why I ask you that, whether it's already happened, is because I saw as you were speaking, and this might be something coming up, and I was thinking it was this time, but the opportunity that you have to speak, and it was that when you were speaking, that God, even in the midst of your, whether you having a sermon, or whether God's blessing, I don't know where it is, but I know you were speaking, and this, you were stopping even in the middle of your message. God was blessed, and your gift was stirred, and you were speaking prophetically in words of knowledge. So is this upcoming or whatever? I just saw you. That's the reason why I asked, has it already happened? Because I just saw you in the spirit as you were speaking. The Lord was blessing and using you. So whatever opportunity that time comes, the unction will come out of the spirit. It won't be nothing that you have to wait on for it to happen. It's just going to be that anointing when it takes place. When that is, I was just asking, so I'm trying to
hear whether it was in this meeting or is something that's evidently in the future, because it's not in that meeting. That was the reason why I asked. So the gift's going to be stirred the more in you, not saying that he hasn't used you before and once in a while in that area, but it's like a flow coming out of you. Or speaking, but in between that, the anointing was flowing, and it's like God gave you something for this person or that person, and then as the message went on, you had something else to say. So just pray and just let the Lord flow when that time comes.
Okay, because I tell you, Friday night, I was flowing. I didn't miss a beat, and I know that was all God.
Well, praise God. Praise God. Well, the fountain's going to flow even the more, so thank the Lord for what he's done and what he's doing as you continue to stay close to him and watch your time and so forth for your rest, so that way your days and nights will continue to be a balance, so that way you won't miss wherever God wants you or whatever he wants you to do, because that's a trick of the enemy that tries to steal from you in that way. But we're on top of it to continue to pray and pray that the prayer warriors will keep that prayer covering over you too as well, so that way you will be in position, in place, and you won't be robbed of what God has to say because of that. But God has got great things on the horizon, which has been being spoken, but that's all I have for you right there.
I have to speak Thursday morning on the another prayer line that I'm with right here in Connecticut. I've been with them like 6 months before I met everybody on this prayer line, and I've just been staying with them as well. And every like 2.5 months, there's a speaker which we rotate on every Thursday. And this Thursday is my Thursday.
Praise God, bless the Lord. Not saying that he's not going to use you there, but you were physically in the midst of some people that when I saw this. So in the meantime, however God uses you, just flow with what he gives you. But there's coming a time more of the flow of that in the midst of those that are physically with you that you were standing before. But in the meantime, if Pastor Bird, I want to make sure that you're finished before we close out the service for us tonight, but praying that the anointing continue to flow in each vessel and what God has spoken. I pray each one of us hold on to that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I am done. Praise God. Holy Spirit is done. Hallelujah.
It was a young lady that Pastor Mitchell that requested prayer for. Her name is Julia. There is Julia is her sister, or Julia is the other lady. I'm trying to remember which one, but anyway.
I'm sorry, Minister BJ, but my phone getting ready to hang up. I just let you know because the battery's gone.
Okay, then I understand that.
Thank you. God bless you all, and we bid you shalom. God bless you. And thank you, Prophet, for the message. Praise God. We believe God, so that's what makes the word so powerful. We thank God for you. God bless you all. Amen.
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 All right, as the lines drop, I'm asking you all to pray for this young lady that Pastor Mitchell was saying that she has mentally kind of lost it. So whatever has challenged her mind or whatever, the parents have already tried to, get whatever kind of help for her, but I don't remember what her name is. So just praying that her mind be restored. When I get the name, then I'll bring it to you. Yeah. So, Brother Black, if you don't mind, you take that prayer request.
Father God, we lift her up right now. Pastor Mitchell's friend, whether her name is Julia or some other name, you know the person. We pinpoint and we speak to the mind right now. We speak to her spirit. Unblock yourself. That's a lie from the enemy. Receive it. Or something that has been snuck or put or placed in your mind because of some catastrophic event or some mishap. And devil, I command you to loose your hold now. The blood of Jesus is against you. And I speak restoration to her mind from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Open your eyes that you can see and behold the beauty out of the law of God. God, we thank you for reversing that curse because it didn't come from you. Now we speak freedom. We speak wholeness. We speak shalom in every area of her being, her spirit, man, her soul, and her body. Forgive her of her sins, God. Draw her near to the cross that she can receive you as Lord and Savior. Fill her with the Holy Ghost and lead her into all truth all the days of her life. And show her the good plan you have for her, Father. Good and not evil. And a hope in the future. And God, we thank you. We touch and agree. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. Praise the name of the Lord. We give him glory. We praise God for everyone. And thank God for all his great, mighty acts. And pray, glory, for Minister Melva Simpson, when she comes from New York, or whether she's still there or not, to speak glory on the second Sunday. We thank you, Lord God, for upcoming event in the name of Jesus, and pray that every one of us will be on one accord to be in position and be in place. We thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for this prophet tonight, that you continue to bless her, strengthen and encourage, keep the blood covering over her. Thank you for Brother Black, everyone that's in their place. Thank you for the word that we receive. Lord, help us, glory to God, to continue to stand. Thank you, Lord God, for being able to get Sister Brenda on there for the last half of the word that you spoke to her. So hopefully, glory to God, we'll have her to go back and listen. Maybe she'll catch the other part. And thank God, glory to God, for all that he's done and doing. Thank you for the healing. Oh, God, just thank you for this sweet communion of the Holy Spirit tonight and the power of your presence in the name of Jesus. And we love you. We appreciate you. We adore you. Meet every need, glory to God, that what your word says. And even as we delight in you, give us the desires of the heart. And you said if we walk up right before you, you'll hold no good thing from us. So we thank you. Thank you for restoration right now and for all of those that are going through. And in the midst of these storms that's gone, God, we know, glory, as you're able to turn it back into the sea and whatever comes through the land, God, let it not be no destruction. But, God, we just pray, have mercy in the midst of all of it. Keep us and keep us with a mindset to keep praying, keep standing, and fill our spirits, go out with your word, not everything that we're hearing that's going on in the land, but just be aware of the current events, but not let it overwhelm us and take us into a place, glory to God, of oppression, depression. Thank you for Sister Nall touching her with that vertigo and believing God for a report with that. And thank God for this being able to hear a word from Alanica, glory to God, about her grandmother. And we're praying throughout the night to bind up any attacks that will come and try to take her life or come against her through the night. God, we're just praying that you raise that woman up in the name of Jesus, another chance. And we just love you today. And I thank you for coming against every satanic and demonic force of these prayers and the anointing of even the prophecy. We bind Satan up in all his little courts, every setup, trap, plot, plan, scheme, untimely death, sickness, disease, COVID, or whatever else the enemy might send. And we bind you up, even spirit of confusion. We cancel your assignment, and we say you're loose from it in the name of Jesus. And we speak life, health, and wholeness, peace and joy, your anointing, glory God, for us to fulfill your will and a desire to glory to God, to let your will be done in us. We thank you so much. And, oh, God, we call our peace and our joy back in. And we love you, Lord. Thank you as we continue to fight the good fight of faith. In Jesus' name, with the whole armor on. I love you. Thank you for you, Jesus. We love you.
Thank you.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you, Jesus. Bless her, too, as well. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all have a wonderful, wonderful week. We look forward to talking with you at a later date. Amen. Love you.
Love you too.
Shalom, shalom.